Sharon Shorty is my English name. My Tlingit name is Zint and Kudawatkla. I live in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory in Northern Canada. And I am born and raised here. And I have been raised in the storytelling tradition. I've also been raised with all our cultural traditions, mainly for, I'd say, we would say women things such as sewing and working on hides and working with fish, working with small animals and cooking and those kind of things, working with repairing fish nets, things like that. But I will also say I have a Tlingit mother, and so we follow our mother. And I have a Northern Dishonee father, and that's north of Whitehorse from a place called Carmax. And Northern Dishonee is part of the Athabascan group, which goes right from where we are all the way down to the Navajos. Actually, behind me, you can see a Navajo, a picture of a little Navajo girl. And I like that picture because of reminding us of that link that we have. So I'll start with my Tlingit language. Tlingit kenach zint e kudawakla yuchat duisak kokaton shawu. That means I'm a woman from the Raven clan. And on my dad's side, I would say, Sharon Shorty Uye, and I am from the and up north they say they don't really say Raven, they say Crow clan, so we would say Hanjet Ichi, and then you would say my dad was Tachan Ine, that's my dad. So if you drive north of Whitehorse, there's a little creek called Tetchen. That was my dad's Indian name, or in English, Joe Shorty. So that's my introduction. I am a storyteller, as you mentioned, and I'm also a writer. I'm a playwright. I'm an actor. I work mainly in theater, but I've done some film. I've done, you know, voiceovers for commercials. I've done, well, you name it. I've worked in TV. I worked in radio. I worked in, and then I do my own sewing. I used to sell. I used to do fashion design, and I used to sell moccasins and do orders and things like that. But I got out of that, and I mainly just do it for my own family now, or do regalia for my family. And I really enjoy facilitating and then teaching cultural workshops and sharing the knowledge that I have.
How fluent a speaker are you?
I'm not fluent at all. I want to say there's quite a bit of difference in my two languages that I have in my family. One, Tlingit is a language isolate, and it's a tonal language, much like Mandarin is tonal. So that means that if you mispronounce, just like Tlingit, if you mispronounce a word, it will mean completely something else. So you won't not be able to understood. So if you're a learner, it is very frustrating, because you're trying to say something. So in English, you can mispronounce it horribly, yet you will be able to be understood. It takes a while to work and say, what did you say? Okay, I think I understand you. But in Tlingit, there's no way, because it's when we say yes, ah. But if you say ah, they'll be like, what are you talking about? What? That's not ah. It's very specific. And if you make it even more so, even about the culture, everything about the culture is very specific. Everything's very, very specific, but the language is so specific. So it's language isolate and it's tonal. So very, very hard. I don't know what the numbers are. We don't say endangered. We say recovering or reclaiming, because we just had 7 graduates in a language program here in the Yukon, and we get help because we don't recognize the borders that were imposed on us. We're every Tlingit person in the Yukon has ties to Alaska, and even that term Alaska is foreign to us, because that's not our term. We're from the coast, and then some of us moved inland to the Yukon for whatever reason, but we have ties to Alaska. So between Alaska, British Columbia, and the Yukon, they're saying just over 100 fluent speakers of Tlingit, maybe over that. And then, but then just recently we had 7 graduates from this language course class, and they have a good fluency. So that's wonderful. I mean, I went to monthly storytelling group the other month, and we had, I think she was 14 years old, and a wonderful young person, and her mom is also very champion of all things cultural, and one of them being language, Tlingit language. And this young person wrote her own story in Tlingit and performed it. Okay, writing is one thing, but actually performing it as well. And I was just like, you know, like, I just don't, sometimes you could feel discouraged, but then I think, no, I'm not discouraged, because I know there's this young person who's working this hard on it, and I don't feel discouraged, you know. So when you say my fluency, I mean, I have, I can't even say what kind of fluency I have. I had the opportunity to have more, but I found out later in life that our family made a conscious decision not to teach us the language while there was 100% fluency in my family. And they chose to do that for our own protection when they saw what was going on with residential schools and with what's going on with all the racism and all the things in the world. And they just said, it's safer for our kids. It's gonna be safer and better off for them to be just to know English.